Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 487 of Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 29, Shimazu Returns Part 2.
It aired August 16th, 2003, written by Doug Sloan and directed by Andy Merrifield.
Andy.
I gave them both short names.
Well, I mean, Dulgus has been around for long enough that I think we're friends, and we can be on Doug terms with him. I think. Andy, man. we're just pushing it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know him that well.
This is going to be a slow morning for us, just so everybody knows.
I had a very long night and a very rough morning, so
yeah,
it's just one of those days. I call it a work today just because fuck that.
Just, yeah, well, hey, sometimes just that, actually. I woke up with a hangover and I still have a headache about it, and I drank two, number two in parentheses, just two, Mike's Harders. It's not a lot of alcohol, but I guess I didn't drink a gallon of water before I went to bed, so I woke up with a terrible headache.
Two Advil, right? Is that what they say? Take two Advil?
Yeah, take two Advil and drink some water, and I did neither. And then the night before, I didn't get to sleep until 2 a.m., which is the worst.
I know.
your whole thing is shifted up.
That's true. I mean, I'm fine, but all messed up at the same time.
Yeah, aren't we all? What a picture of the American condition right now. We're fine, but we're all messed up. If you're new here, welcome to the podcast. Hey, everybody. gonna be a slow one.
We're fine, but we're all messed up.
We're fine, but we're all messed up. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. I slowly started speeding up during that, and I guess I took that as a challenge to myself. You should watch it, because Ninja Storm is good, actually. I don't know why I say actually. No one's ever been like, oh, Ninja Storm sucks, and then we're like, no, it doesn't. They did that with Lightspeed Rescue, and that is good, actually. Ninja Storm's just good.
Yeah.
Just a good, fun time. So we're gonna go slowly watch Shimazu Returns Part 2, and hopefully by the time we get back, we will be cranked up and ready to go.
Ninja Storm Ranger form! And we're back, and we just watched Shimazu Returns, part two.
We did.
Yeah. You believe it?
Okay, like, wow, what a coincidence that we did that. Wild. Who'd have thunk it? HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes of the show up through Lightspeed Rescue. You can also go listen to them on the classic feeds, which are updated through TERP. And this comes out in, like, I don't know, like 7 weeks. Who knows? We're so far ahead. I honestly can't fathom how far ahead we are. It's bananas. By the time this comes out, maybe in space, we'll have migrated back over to the Classic 2 feed or the Super RSS feed that Sizzle sent us. We'll have figured out. I still need to forward you that email. I should do that today before I forget.
Yeah. So I can read it and go, huh?
Huh? I feel like you'll be able to go, oh, I get that. Because you know enough about the back-end computer stuff.
That's true.
Like you should be like, yeah, no, I get it.
I mean, it might take a couple quick Google searches, but I'm sure I could figure it out.
He said .rss file, and I was like, that's not real. I don't know what that is, so I didn't even look at it. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Opala Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbay B and Pod Shred. We're on Pod Shred.
Pod Shred.
Podshred.com. Get your tasty licks here. That's it. That's Pod Shred, baby.
I'm very excited. I would love Pod Shred.
I feel like it would be good. I'm excited to talk about why I pulled Pod Shred out of my hat.
Oh, it's so dumb. As soon as it happened, I was like, oh no.
It's the dumbest thing, and I When I saw it, I was like, oh, this is stupid. But then, like, 1 second later, I was like, maybe this is the greatest thing ever? Then I was back to, like, no, I think maybe it's stupid. And I was like, but what if it's the greatest thing ever? So I guess we'll find out by the end of the episode.
And then you get the one leg hop, and you're like, well, I think it's actually stupid.
Maybe it's stupid. It turned back around. It did too many rotations around. Now it got back to stupid. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. We'd really appreciate it. We're also on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. And we really appreciate it. We like having the lights on and eating food and paying my student loans and whatever you do with your money, Josh. I don't know. I'm not your mom.
I live in a house and I get to pay for that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. So this is a Friday episode because it's a part two. So it's a Friday episode. We have some new patrons. I'm going to find them. So we got a couple new patrons. By a couple, I mean at least three. First up is John Yu.
Thank you, John.
Next is Rep.
Thank you, Rep.
And Will R.
Thank you, Will.
Gerald M. is a new patron.
Thank you, Gerald.
So is Joe H.
Thank you, Joe.
And Violet Wisp.
Oh, thank you, Violet.
We might have thanked some of these before, but my brain was like, no, these are new. But maybe you're not, in which case, thank you twice. And hold on, I just saw one more. Amy I.
Thank you, Amy.
That is the newest patron. So thank you all very much for helping support the show. There, we also have an email. Josh, I don't know if you want to check reviews.
I was just loading it up because I was just thinking, hey, we're doing all this checking stuff. Maybe I should play my part. We have one new iTunes review.
Sweet.
From user, I don't think I'm going to be saying this quite correctly. Larson, Iowa. It's all one word, so there might be Larsiniowa.
Larsiniowa.
Larson, Iowa. That's how I'm going to say it.
Okay.
And that's the caveat of having me read your review.
Yeah, sometimes.
it's titled "More Missing Episodes." It's 5-star review, and they ask, "Will there be an archive volume 3 covering the episodes between 250 and 360? Thanks. Yeah, someday.
Yeah, soon. The problem with people asking us on the reviews, number one, thank you very much for a 5-star review, even though we are missing episodes because of our labyrinthian backwards way of doing podcasts.
Okay, if I can give anyone podcast advice, don't do it the way we do it.
Don't do it the way we do. Spend a little bit of money and save yourself a million years of hassle.
Yeah, just spend the money and find a service that is specifically set up to host podcasts. Don't go to oneandone.com because I guess their servers just like don't work that well anymore all of a sudden.
At all?
They do, but it's a fight trying to get anything to load and upload on that.
Oh, jeebus, that stinks.
So don't go that route. Just find a nice podcast host and pay them for their service.
Libsyn's like $5 a month, and y'all got that. And trust me, it's way better, because if we explain to you how we get podcasts on the internet, you would think we are time travelers from the year -1,000,000.
We started this podcast in 1994.
Yeah, and we had to email it to ourselves. We had to mail it actually on a disc, and then that goes into Bill Gates' servers, and then
Bill Gates himself has to upload it.
Yeah, and it's a mess, and he takes so long. We used to send it to Steve Jobs, but then he died. RIP and peace, Steve. But you
Bill
know,
Gates
now we got
like,
to send it to
I'm sorry,
Bill Gates.
I'm so busy just having all this money.
Right? Whoa. No, I don't want to be taxed. To be fair, Bill Gates gives away a lot of his money, but he would give away a lot more if it was taxed, and I think it would do more good than him donating. That's just how I feel about billionaires in general. So thank you. We can't answer you, though, unless you listen to the new ones also. So there's the problem with the question via review, but we appreciate the 5 stars. We got a couple emails. First up is from Mitchell. Mitchell says, subject is, another show to watch. Dear Jake and Josh, I'm emailing you guys to wish you well in these trying times, as well as to recommend another show for you to watch. That show is The Tribe, a New Zealand sci-fi young adult drama about a world ravaged by a virus that kills every adult on the planet. Weirdly relevant, right? Whew. Yup. The main reason I'm doing so, and why I'm doing this now, is because one of the major actors is going to be in the next season of Power Rangers you watch. The unfortunate thing is that this character shows up about halfway through the 5 seasons of the show. Those seasons are very long, being 52 episodes each. What? New Zealand, what? 52 episode seasons? Calm down, New Zealand. It's not a race. But if either such both of you guys have access to Amazon Prime, they're free to watch and, at least in my opinion, worth watching. Also, if you can manage to watch them before seeing Down of Thunder, the difference between the two characters the actor shared on the two shows should be an interesting to view. Showed from 2000 to 2003, and while very few references to the current events of the time, mostly because the way the world went was different than real life, the costume design is beyond entertaining, the writing and acting are better than one might expect for a show with an entirely child/teen cast. Best wishes, Mitchell. Patron number, I don't know how to find that information. I don't think we know how to find that information.
I think we I think we can sort them by date, but I mean, so many people have like dropped off, come back in.
Yeah, and if you like, if it like declines you and you have to like fix that, I think it starts it over, but I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I who knows.
There's no real rules over on Patreon, is what we're saying.
No, I wish there were, but there doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, the metrics leave a little to be desired.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna have time to watch a 5-season, 52-episode per season show of anything at all. I just can't. I don't have, unless it's something I've already watched, which I'm planning on watching Haikyuu again, because sometimes in stressful times you just need to rewatch a familiar thing over and over again. Y'all know how it goes. But we are going to need something to watch after we watch Dino Thunder, so maybe we'll watch the couple episodes of this show after the character shows up.
Yeah.
Or we could watch Dragon Warrior again. But I need to go to your house. I need to go to your house because you can't find it anywhere except on the Blu-ray that you own.
I have the only copy.
It might be the last remaining copy.
I have
of
the holy
Warrior.
Grail of Blu-ray discs. Jason David Frank's Dragon Warrior, the cult classic.
To some? Yeah, maybe.
They pressed 10 copies and threw them in a bargain bin at Walmart.
And we went digging for it. And I should have bought one when I had the chance, but I was like, Josh has one.
You don't want it. Don't.
Don't I, though, in a way?
Don't try to fool me. You don't want it.
This has nothing to do with Dragon Warrior, but I legitimately thought about watching that the movie Merrick was in, The Haunting or whatever.
Oh yeah, that was bad in a different way.
Yeah, I actually thought about watching that again the other day, but ended up not doing that and watched Palm Springs instead, an actual good movie.
I don't remember the last time I watched an actual good movie. It's probably Sonic.
That's the last movie I saw in theaters, and it might be the last movie ever put into theaters. Who knows?
Until 2022. I'm pushing everything to 2022 in my head, so I just
this year has been obviously a complete bust. Next year it's not even going to be like a redo. We're not going to take like a victory lap. We're just going to like chill.
It's just a recovery year.
Yeah, we're just going to all like chill for like a year, and then 2022 we'll start things back up.
2022 is leg day. We're back, baby.
But thank you for the email. Maybe we'll check that out when we need something to watch post Dino Thunder. Next, from another email from Charles. We got one more email, but we're going to save that for next week week after next, because it's a little longer. So Charles says, hey, Jake and Josh, I was scrolling through my normal weeb news when I came across the Illuminati. I don't know what that is.
Like Illuminati, but like nerdy stuff.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. This might be misspelled, or it's Illumindirty, which could go either way. They stated that Hasbro will reportedly not continue their partnership with Toei, including the use of footage from Super Sentai for the Power Rangers television series. This means, according to our sources, Super Sentai will no longer be a factor in producing Power Rangers. Then there is some fact-checking that I'm just going to go ahead and skip past, because
we're not here for the facts.
We're not here for facts.
We want
this
the
is a ding-dong podcast.
We want the hot goss.
We want the goss. And then we're out. With that in mind, do you guys believe the story? What do you guys think will happen to Power Rangers as a series if it's severed from Toei? Will they stick to making live-action films? I'd love to hear y'all's take on a potentially dark day in Power Rangers history. Keep on rocking it.
I'm glad they brought this up, because after the emails, I was going to bring this up as maybe some potential news we had to talk about.
Yeah, so let's just scoot on into it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because you have your finger on the pulse of Power Rangers a little better than I do.
Minorly, not a ton.
You follow a couple accounts that I don't.
Yeah, basically.
Is it real? Is that a real thing?
It is unconfirmed from what I've seen. Maybe by the time this comes out, it'll be confirmed, and I'll look like a real so-and-so. But From what I know, it is unconfirmed, and if it is true, then I don't know what they're going to do, because if they don't have Super Sentai footage, then that means that they have to make new stuff, right? Which is interesting and cool, but who knows what they would do.
Right, but that is all also assuming that by severing this, they're even still planning to continue forward making the show.
Well, yeah, well, that's the other big thing, is a lot of people say that they won't be.
Yeah, my knee-jerk reaction was only the legacy stuff sells a lot, so we're not going to make new stuff, we're going to keep making new legacy stuff instead.
Well, I mean, see, to that end, there's a lot of ways this could go, right? Because if they're not taking any footage from Super Sentai, that means that they don't have to worry about whatever they're doing. They can just make new stuff, either live action, which would be decidedly trickier and much more expensive than regular Power Rangers is, which, again, if anyone's new here and doesn't know how Power Rangers works, it's the cheapest show in the world to make because somebody else does all the hard work, and then Saban or Disney or Hasbro now just gets, like, some pretty early 20-somethings to play teenagers who, like, do the acting, and then all the monster stuff somebody else paid the money to make, right?
Yeah.
I think I've heard that Beef Morphers is, like, they do make a lot of their own stuff, but they still use suits and footage that somebody else, or not footage, but suits and stuff that people already made, so that also cuts down on the cost a lot. One thing I heard was, like, maybe they'll just do live action movies, which, like, maybe, someone said cartoons, because if they animate it, then, like, you can do whatever you want, right? Like,
yeah, that's the seven, movies they were talking about.
those seven Power Rangers 2017 sequel movies that they wanted to make are never going to happen because that died with the Saban merger, right?
Yeah. And they're already talking about doing a reboot of the Power Rangers movie universe, which is right now one movie.
which is right now one movie or two movies that you already rebooted. So I don't know what they're planning on doing. If they do cartoons, I think it could go good, but I'm a little worried about it because there's a lot of weird rules with cartoon unions where if you'll notice, especially on Netflix, because everyone's like, oh, they'll just go to Netflix. And I'm like, don't do that. I like Netflix a lot, but if you can find a show that lasts more than two seasons on Netflix, I will be surprised, because most new shows go two seasons and then they cancel it because after two seasons, you have to start paying people more. So, and by two seasons, I mean 2 years, because, like, She-Ra had five seasons. It went from 2018 to 2020. So, yeah, so it's kind of tricky. My personal opinion is that they'll, for like 1 year, if anything, they'll do new Power Rangers stuff. And if it goes great, good. If it goes bad, they'll go, hey, Toei, what are you doing with those suits and footage? Because the reason Power Rangers has been on for 28 years at this point, like, well, 27-ish, a lot of years, a quarter century at least, is because it is the cheapest show in the world to make, because someone else did already spend all the money to make the stuff, and then you just kind of color by numbers the gaps, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like the show's been on for so long that it can't really die at this point. Like, it's just, like, such a thing that if it went away, people are like, where's Power Rangers? Like, someone get Power Rangers back, and then it would just be back within a couple years. So I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. It's still unconfirmed as far as I know, so.
Yeah, I hope it's not just a, like, hey, we're only making old toys now.
Well, see, if they only make old toys and they just make, like, a new show where they're like, hey, what's up? We're rebooting and the next season is going to be Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That's... And we're just going to have new kids playing Jason and Trini and Billy and Zach and Kim and all that.
That's the other show. Thing is if they forego rebooting the movie universe and don't do the movies and instead they make a live action Netflix series that's an adaptation of the comic book.
Yeah, I mean, that could be good. I didn't love the comic. I'm about to get back in, like, and read all of it because there's a lot of cool stuff that I've seen since then. I just didn't like the first 11 issues of the first, like, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic because everyone seemed really pissy and not them. And I don't know. It was kind of stupid in some parts. So
I also didn't like the few issues that I read of it.
But I hear it gets really good right after that. So,
but it's like the Power Rangers canon now. So
like there's like legacy toys of characters that have only appeared in the comic, like a Green Psycho Ranger. It's only been in the comics.
Yeah.
And you can get that at Walmart. So that's pretty cool. I would like to I would like to make, obviously, a from the ground up Power Rangers show. I think that would be a dream of mine. But I mean, they're not going to come to this Ding Dong podcast looking for creative help. So
I'm not sponsored by Hostess in any way.
No. Hostess?
Ding-dongs.
Right.
We just are live-action ding-dongs.
We just are. If ding-dongs were people, it would be us.
Welcome to the Morphin Grid, hosted by a ding-dong and a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm kind of waiting and seeing what they will do. I mean, not like I've watched a new Power Ranger thing since 2013, you know, except for, like, the movie.
I've seen a couple episodes of Beast Morphers, and it was fine. There's definitely, like, a different tone because kids are different now.
Yeah, I think that's the weird thing is that, like, if you made Mighty Morphin Power Rangers right now, it would be for like babies, right? It would be for like literal 3-year-olds.
Yeah,
like the same. If you just put it on TV, like the only people watching it would be 3-year-olds and us. Because like hell yeah, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on TV. I'm gonna watch it with commercials. Like, but like, I don't know. It Mighty Morphin is the money. Everyone hates it, right? Everyone like. A lot of Power Rangers fans are like really sick of Mighty Morphin being the only thing that ever gets any love, but at the same time, it is the only thing that ever makes any money.
Yeah.
Like when they if you look at the sales figures for when they drop the legacy collections and like the lightning stuff, like the Mighty Morphin stuff sells twice as much as anything else. Like Doggy Kruger did not sell as much as the White Ranger. That's just facts, baby. Yeah. So that's why you obviously would want to go there, which like sucks, but at the same time, like I feel like if they started over and, like, knowing what you could do, like, knowing that Lord Zedd exists and knowing that, like, Master Vile's in the universe and, like, the Machine Empire, like, knowing things that will happen at the start instead of just being, like, literally week to week, like, ah, what do we do now? Oh, there's another Ranger. Ah, like, like, I don't want anyone to forget that Tony Oliver, producer on Power Rangers, was surprised when he looked at the next set of footage and, like, there was a Green Ranger now. And they're like, ah, beans.
Better name him after me.
Yep, that guy's doing the voice for Lupin the Third in the new Lupin the Third movie, and I'm like, what world do I live in? This is a prank. How is that guy still doing anything? Good for him, but like, this is wild. But yeah, so like, I feel like you could do a lot. I was talking with Michael from Ranger Danger, and I was like, would you still do Rocky, Aisha, and Adam? Because you lose an Adam, but you also don't get a Rocky. Because I can't imagine looking.
You lose an Adam, which does suck. But,
a lot. Like, extremely a lot.
But you keep a Zach.
You keep a Zach.
You keep a Jason. And you keep a Trini.
You keep a Trini. Michael's like, well, I don't know if it's necessarily like a, like, you have to switch them out eventually so much as, like, if something happens, like, you know you can switch them out. Like, you know you have these other characters ready to go. And I'm like, oh, that could be neat. Because, like, I can't imagine looking at Jason going, like, man, can't wait to turn you into Rocky. Can't wait to switch you out for, the like, an inarguably worse model. But at the same time, it's like, but I also could get Adam. And Ish, who is not great, but...
Ish is pretty rough.
Pretty bad. She does almost destroy the timeline for no reason at all. But yeah, but then like also like there's no way we would ever get Kat. Like there's literally no, in a reboot we would never, nobody likes Kat but me. We would never get Kat.
The only way that would work would be if there are more Ranger teams.
Yeah.
And I still, even then, like saying, first of all, you can't have Aisha because she's not a Zeo Ranger. Tanya is.
Right, yeah. But Tanya's existence is so convoluted that like would you do Tanya? Would you get Tanya or would you do something completely new and you'd be like, this right. is new Tanya, which I think you would do. Or would you just be like, just gonna keep being Aisha.
Because it works after Turbo, but everything before Turbo is a little wishy-washy because it's like, it's the same team.
It's the same team. Know? They just like, so you could switch some parts out.
You could do the Zeo Rangers are Rocky, Adam, Aisha, and Kat, but they don't have a Red Ranger. I don't know who that would be.
Billy?
And then In Space, and the second half of Turbo are the same team.
Yeah, so, like, what do you do there? Do you even go to In Space? Like, In Space you could, because that one's, like, a big mythology series, but, like, do you do Turbo? Do you do a universally panned series? Like, do you even mention cars?
I don't think you do Turbo. I think maybe you have TJ, BZO, Red.
Right, just scoop them up, right?
And the other characters can be around, and, like, Andros can, like, onboard them into being Space Rangers at some point.
Yeah, I mean,
I think having multiple teams, because the series goes that way anyway, eventually, so just, like,
yeah,
you could bring these other characters in as the teams that they turn into and still keep your, they still have Kimberly.
Yeah, well, but like, then there's the Ranger Slayer, which everybody loved, Ranger Slayer, from the comics. But that's like alternate universe bad Kimberly.
Yeah, that's alternate timeline Kimberly. So there's also an alternate timeline Tommy.
Yeah, Lord Draken, who is extremely popular from what I have seen on the line.
I don't know. I don't get the hard on for villains.
I don't know. I kind of get it because it's something new and cool. But like at the same time, it like went a little hard in the paint, and I was like, all right, I don't know anything about this guy because I'm not reading the comics, and I'm seeing it in places that are not in the comics. So like. Whoa, everybody, just like give me a minute to catch up. But like, because the other thing is, and this is like this, like with switching characters out, right? Like, eventually Kimberly goes to the Pan Global Games and she, you know, breaks up with Tommy so she can marry Skull. That's a headcanon, but come on. So, like, that happens. But the actress who would be playing Kimberly, eventually you're gonna go, like, all right, you gotta go. We're just getting rid of you, right? Like, we don't care how popular it is because, like, eventually Kimberly leaves.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if you do that. I think you'd have to get weird with it, and a lot of good could come from it. And honestly, I would like to see a cool animated Power Rangers show.
Yeah,
but
I mean, that's the other thing about a reboot too, is you don't have to hit the same story beats. It just has to, you know,
exactly.
Just has to have the spirit of the original.
Yeah. Speaking of the reboots, just real quick, because we're already like a half an hour into this recording. The movie, the 2017 movie, which I've softened on a lot. I still think it's like a bad movie. Some of it is poorly made and some of it is very stupid. But there's a lot of cool ideas there, and I really like the cast. They're all giving it their all and they look like they're having a lot of fun. There is no comic I would rather make than that comic. Just turn that, like, just let that universe go and just get the weird, gross versions of Zed and the Machine Empire and Lord and like Master Vile and all that stuff. Like, just get super weird with it that way. I would love that. I also desperately want to know, since you brought up the 7 sequel movies, I want to know what their ideas were for that.
Yeah, because they already took care of Rita, so.
Yeah, but she's flying towards the moon.
They threw her into the moon.
So who knows what she finds up there? Anyway, we should probably talk about this episode of Power Rangers now.
Yeah, this current, not rebooted episode.
Current being 17 years old.
Current canon.
Current to us, relatively.
Because I do believe it is in the same canon as Beast Morphers, but also, who knows?
Beef Morphers, from what I've seen, has gotten weird, because like, there's like straight-up alternate universe stuff where they talk to people from RPM, which is like another dimension, like another timeline.
Yeah, but Jason's in it.
Yeah, but well, Jason helps fight stuff from RPM, from what I heard. Like, apparently it's Banu news, and I would like to see it. I also just want to see Jason back, because I like that when it happens. Jason rules. We start off looking at the big bad wolf, the biggest, baddest, three-headed wolf. He's got a lot of teeth and horns and spikes everywhere, and he's giant, and that's not good.
No, we start off at the end of a regular episode.
Yeah. Which is neat, because last episode there was no Zord stuff, I don't think. Maybe there was.
No,
I don't think
there was. I think it ended when Wolf Blades got together into big Wolf Blades.
Right. So they're looking at that, and they're like, ah, beans. So they morph, they get in their Zords, they do a Zord fight. It takes a while. It's a good elongated Zord fight. It's just a Zord fight, though. Like, nothing special, nothing bad. But it still was, like, a good length. They get the mini Zord out, so they combine the Thunder, they fight. They shoot it with the big laser. And they're like, yeah, we did it. And I love how they celebrate. They're like, heck yeah, big laser every time. And then Wolfblade gets up and they're like, ah, Beans, big laser did not work. And then they get like et or something. I think Wolfblade starts on it, jumps on it, and starts biting their heads or something.
He Fez presses them and just starts slashing the crap out of the Megazord.
So Cam like hits a button and teleports them all out of there before they can get murdered by Big Wolf. And they're like, ah. Oh. Crap. Oh, crap, Cam.
Oh, crap, Clam.
Oh, crap, Clam. Clam shows up in this episode, and he is delightful. I just like Clam now. It's stupid, but I just like Clam.
Now that he's just, like, a very bit part, and he maybe has, like, two or three lines, he's very charming. But where he's half the episode, he's a bit much.
Don't need that. Don't need that ever again. So we cut back up to Lothar, who's like, hey, what happened? Something's different down there. And Zergain's like, they used a teleport. And he says teleport. And Zergain's supposed to be like the good, cool one, like the smart, competent one. And he calls it a teleport. And I'm like, your credibility is already on it's razor thin at this point, Zergain. But he's like, they teleported him out of there. They teleport-a-pottied everybody out of there. And Lothar's like, okay, well, why? Like, everyone here is so useless. And they're like, it's okay, because like now they can't get the Zords because their Zords are still damaged. And Lothar is like, my nephew's going to put those Zords back together tonight. Yeah. So, like, that doesn't matter. I just love that Lothar's like, nah, I'm putting over my nephew, even though I hate him because I'm evil.
Well, that's the thing about a good promo is you have to put over your opponent.
Got to put over your opponent.
So that it matters when you beat them.
Yeah, because if you beat someone who sucks, what's it matter? Nothing. That guy sucked. So then Lothar's like, Cam's got the box. He was there. And he's like, I should have known he got the box. So it's like, we just got to make sure they don't use it. Also, like 1 second after, he's like, yeah, my nephew's so good at this. He'll put the robots back together. He's like, my nieces are also big idiots. And this is the first time he's referred to Cam as his nephew since, like, the episode where we found out.
Yeah.
And he also refers to his nieces in the same breath, and we still don't know where they came from.
So are they Cam's cousin?
I don't know. Again, it's got to be some sort of, like, I used to, like, my mom's friend Barbara was my Aunt Barbara, right? Like,
right, yeah.
That it's got to be that kind of thing. He's like, they're nieces. He's just like, family, evil space ninja family. What are you going to do? So, like, we need to prevent them from using whatever's in the box. And, like, okay, cool. So we cut down to Cam.
Yeah, it's weird because Lothar's like, I don't care about what's in the box. I care about them using what's in the box. But, like, doesn't that mean you care about the thing that's in the box?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, it does. Yeah, it's weird. Also, in this episode, we will see what's in the box. What's in the box is another box, another fancy box, which is good that the fancy box is like the one they found. But also that why was like, don't touch the regular box. Like, it just makes that the whole thing messy in a way that I don't like.
Don't you dare open that shoddy crate.
to see the good box. We don't even want you to look at it. So he's like, so we cut back down to Ninja Ops. Cam's like, we need reinforcements. And in my head, I went, Wild Force crossover.
I thought that too. I was like, is this a crossover episode?
It is not. There is no Wild Force crossover this season, which bites ass.
That sucks for Taylor.
If I would have really liked to see Taylor show up. Plus, all their things are animals, which, like, their Zords are still animals, so, like, it would work in a weird way. Anyway.
Way to buck tradition.
Yeah, way to go, Ninja Storm. I think it's a bad season, actually. That's not true. I like Ninja Storm. Cam's like, hey, Dad, can I use the box? And Sente's like, go ahead. And then just, like, leaves. Like, he just, like, gets on an elevator or something.
He's just got a little, like, scooter. He just, like, puts off. Yeah, is this all Sensei does is give Cam permission to open the box? We don't see him again after this.
I feel like he has another line later, but it's mostly Clam in like doing, you know, the Ninja Ops stuff. And I don't remember if he actually says anything else. He does. He talks to Cam in like a minute or two. But then that's it.
Yeah, this episode is pretty heavy with it, and it was also very heavy with it when Cam first got his powers, but he's slowly taking over as just like the most important.
Yeah, I don't think it's
it's not in a bad, like,
It's not like bad and overbearing, but they're definitely putting a lot of emphasis on the Sixth Ranger for the show.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because I like Cam. Like, I think Cam, the character, is good. It's just sometimes I'm like,
but it also seems like Cam already knew what was in the box. The way that he was like, now's an emergency, yes. Right, Dad? I will open the box.
Yeah, because last time all Sensei said was like, don't open the box unless we absolutely have to. And so maybe Cam just like knows about Power Ranger tropes. He's like, is now?
Yeah.
Can we do it now?
But I know he, because he takes the crate and he takes the lid off and he looks at the other Rangers like, huh? Yeah. Wait till you get a load of this. And then it's just a fancy box.
he brings over a fancy box and like, ooh, another box. And then Shane's like, oh man, it's probably like a dope sword in there. And Dustin's like, yeah, or maybe like a real cool staff or something. And it's a scroll. And then Tori's like, another scroll.
Yeah, he opens the box and inside is a poster tube.
It's a poster tube that also looks like a gun barrel, like a revolver barrel.
Yeah, I was like, what is that? Is that like part of a Nerf gun that they're going to have to assemble?
Right.
But no, it's just a massive poster tube for just like a little scroll that comes out of it.
Yeah, they open it up. It's like a canister. It's like a pneumatic tube canister. They open it up. There's like a little note in there, and he's like, ah, a scroll. And I just love Tori being like, cool, another scroll. Great, more reading.
And is this when Blake and Hunter are like, hey, we have to go practice?
Yep. They're like, we gotta go. And then Dustin's like, come, are you serious? They're like, we gotta go.
They're all like, really right now?
Call us if you need us, bye. And when we see what they're practicing for, oh baby, they could have used some more time, I think.
Oh man, it is... something.
Yeah. I was not prepared even a little bit for it. So they dip for more talent show practice. We cut up to Kamara and Capri. They're doing Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti, but they are also the worst singers you've ever seen. I think they break Jubo's eardrums, which is good because I don't like him and I want him to be in as much pain as we can get him in.
I wish they hit the high note so high that he just popped like a balloon.
So they're like, we want to be on Totally Talented. And Lothar's like, you're idiots. And I hate you so much.
Because they're like, what better way to take over Earth than to win a talent show? And Lothar is like, I'm going to snap your necks.
And then Jubo's like, well, hold on. It's a good plan. Because who's more powerful than pop stars? And Lothar's like, just stay out of my business. Just do whatever you want, but don't bug me for like a day.
I think 4 years ago, because this is 2003. So if this was 1999, I think Jubo would have had a point.
Oh, but
I think the pop star bubble had burst by now.
By 2003, I'm like, Britney was still like doing stuff, but like.
Well, yeah, that's Britney, though.
That's Britney, bitch. So. By the way, I don't want to get into conspiracy stuff, but like, y'all seen any of the Free Britney?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Boy, I'm pretty sure it's real and it is scary, and I just want the best for her. that poor girl. Anyway, so they're like, yeah, okay. He's like, just stay out of my way. Do whatever you want. I don't care. We're gonna try to kill the Power Rangers anyway. So we cut back to Ninja Ops. The wolves are back. They're little and they're running around. And Cam's like, Dad, we're going to need an impossible amount of power to make this scroll thing work. And he's like, you know what you got to do. And he's like, oh.
He's like, I did know. I just needed to talk to you because you're still a character on the show.
Because you still exist. And you're like the voice of reason, even when it doesn't matter. So we cut to the Thunder Rangers sneaking up a staircase in a back alley of a power plant or something.
It's always a weird abandoned industrial building. A vague industrial building,
which practically is probably because they are very cheap to shoot at because no one cares, right? But also it's like, do they have a house that they can go to, or do they live in an abandoned factory? Well,
this is just where they do secret talent practice, right?
It's just the only place far enough away where they can get real rowdy with their cool talents. So the Wind Rangers are sneaking up on them. It's Tori and Shane. And Tori's like, I feel kind of guilty doing this. And Shane's like, all's fair in love and talent shows. And so the Rangers go in a door. The Thunders go in a door. So they sneak around and they start up the stairs. And then there's like, and behind them are the Thunder Rangers. They're like, what are you doing? And they're like, nothing. What are you doing?
Tori's like, we were just in the area.
Just around, you know.
And Blake calls her on it.
Yeah.
It's just like, you are a terrible liar, Tori.
And she doesn't say anything back. She's like, yeah. So then we cut to, so Cam calls them, is like, hey, everyone, get back to we need you back in Ninja Ops. Then we cut to out front of Storm Chargers where Dustin's got his sax and he's just saxing it up just all over the place in front of there. Some guy puts change on his case. And he's like, thanks, I'm just practicing though, but okay, thanks.
It's such a weird cut because they get the call before it cuts away, right?
Yeah.
That's like, hey, come back to Ninja Ops. And then it just cuts to Dustin alone on a street corner playing like sad saxophone. Some guy gives him like 27 cents.
And he's like, thanks. An avocado, thanks. And so then he gets called back. So they go back and Cam is like, all right, I need all your power discs. And they're like, no. No.
My immediate thought was he could be an evil clone.
Right? But he's like, no, I need all your power discs because I need to get to the ancient world. I need to go to the portal to an ancient world. The only thing I can, the only thing powerful to activate this thing I need is all six of our power discs.
It's and they're like, we'll talk about it more when we get there, but that's not quite accurate. It's not that it's like the only thing that has enough power. It's literally they are the keys.
Yeah, that you need to have them because there is a whole, there is a computer with six coin slots in it for your that are color coded. But he's like, yeah, I need them. And Hunter's like, no, I like being able to do stuff if I need to do stuff. And he's like, Hunter, shut up. Like, we're gonna die if not. And so they're like, okay, here you go. And he's like, so here's the thing. Here's Clam. Clam's like, what up, bros? And he's like, all right, there's Clam. Clam can still activate the Zords and you can pilot them, but you won't be morphed. You'll be, you know, unmorphed when you go in there.
And they hand their discs to Cam and he crushes them in his hand and turns into, and turns into Goldar.
He's like, you Power Rangers. Ninja Rangers, you idiots. So then he's like, all right, cool. I'm going to leave. But here's the other thing. Why do it this way? Why do unwarped stuff in the cockpits? Why not just have them not able to use their Zords and have that be the problem? You know?
Well, because they have all this tasty Zord fight footage.
They do.
And I guess they imported the cockpit sets.
Oh, it's not the same set. It looks extremely different.
They look like little babies sitting in regular chairs.
They're so tiny. So he's like, all right, I'm going to go. So he goes, he gets in his chopper, he's flying, and then Lothar sees it, so they're like, shoot that chopper down. So they do, and they shoot the chopper right out of the sky. And he's like, oh, okay, beans. He's walking through the forest, and he's like, all right, I need to find where the portal is. So he drops his vest, and he spins his hat around, and he goes in Super Samurai mode, and just runs around. And eventually he finds it, but the Ranger's like, all right, we need to get in our Zords because they put wolves back together, and now they're Big Wolf on campus again. So they get in their Zords. And they are, again, tiny babies, unmorphed, sitting in a big, big cockpit. It's like when you're a kid and you're wearing, like, your dad's jacket. It just is very large. So they're doing this, and they're also making the same amount of morphed Power Ranger puns, but it's unsettling to see it come out of their real human mouths for some reason, and I don't know why.
I think it's because they put babies on the couch.
Right.
They sat a bunch of babies on a couch. And so they're sitting and they're reaching up to the gears, but it's over the top of their head.
Like, ah. Up.
And then they're like, you got dog breath, butthole, or whatever they say.
I don't remember anything they say, but they're just going back and forth. But it also, and like Dustin and Glenn McMillan, I'm on record as thinking Glenn McMillan is the best actor in this season. Like, far and away, he is reading. He's clearly looking forward and reading his dumb pun lines, and it's a little weird. He has no emotion on his face. He's just like the voice still has emotion, but he's so dead, like concentrating. It's just a little weird. But the conceit is that since they are unmorphed, if they take a direct hit, their fragile human bodies will take the hit, and then that would be, you know, bad. So they are having to avoid them, and I really like the way this Zord fight plays.
Yeah.
Because it's individuals. They can't put them together, so they're individual fights. So it's pretty good. Blake makes a Beatles joke. He's like, this is the Beatles, or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, hey, dog, meet the Beatles.
Meet the Beatles, yeah.
And then their big goggles go over their foreheads.
They have these, like, tracker, like, things that are on, like, an arm that they pull over. It's so weird. So we cut to Cam. He finds the portal. He goes into a cave. Apparently, the ancient world is a cave. Inside this cave is a computer, an ancient computer, I guess, that has six slots. Not like coin slots, but like circles that you put the coins in, like depressions that you put the coins in. And so he counts them out, and he's like, red, blue, yellow, navy, crimson, green. It's like, okay, you can just put them in.
We know the colors. We don't need the whole roll call here.
Look, we didn't need the roll call. We could save this and give Tori another 30 seconds on her talent show thing later. You know?
So I don't know. I really think Blake and Hunter needed more time.
They
were just starting to cut loose and their time ran out.
I would watch that. It was physically painful to watch.
It was hard.
But I would watch it for another 40 minutes if it was available.
I think we were supposed to believe it was really good.
That's what they wanted. I don't know. So anyway, he puts in the disc, a little wall opens up, and there's a shitty little guitar.
He pulls out a Guitar Hero 5 guitar controller.
It's not a Guitar Hero controller. This is a large-sized Little Tykes My First Guitar guitar.
It looks like it's made... Like, he went to heaven, he picked up Station, he went to the convenience store and said, build me a guitar out of just appliances. And so they got him, like, a dirt devil and taped some strings to it.
It's like Leonardo's guitar from the Out of Their Shell tour. The Ninja Turtles Out of Their Shell tour.
It looks so stupid. And he has to, like, put his sword in the top of it?
He puts his sword in the top to, like, activate it, and then he takes his power disc... And that's the pick.
That's the pick.
And he does a little shred. And it's this goofy looking toy. And he's like.
He looks about as cool as I think I look when I play Guitar Hero.
So then he gets there. He shows up and he's on a roof. And they're just getting beat up. Like Tori literally Big Bad Wolf on Campus grabs Tori's tail, like the dolphin's tail, and just like whips her into a building, which would hurt her because she took a direct hit. But he shows up, he's like, don't worry, I've got the lightning riff blaster. And Blake's like, that name sucks, actually. And then he's like, I know, but that's what marketing said it is, so actions speak louder than words, Blake. And what that does is it summons the mighty mammoth zord.
Man, can you imagine if this was Hexagon and Tommy f***ing Oliver is on a rooftop shredding a guitar like a goober to call a big mammoth zord?
Well, see, every time I see any more footage, I'm like, what would Hexagon be like? What would Hexagon be?
This is the most Tommy Oliver this Green Ranger has been.
Absolutely, because it's so showy. And so this is why it would have been perfect for him, because it's like, as soon as he shows up, he's like, it's me time, baby. And like, that's Tommy.
He's like, I love to summon a Zord with an instrument.
Do you? Right? Oh my God. They would have bumped this up like 40 episodes. This has been like 12 episodes ago. But do you think they would have shown Tommy playing guitar like 6 episodes beforehand to show that he's really cool and good at guitar?
Yeah, he'd be like, Kim taught me this before she left me.
It's just a scale, Tommy. Anyone can do a scale. So anyway, they morph. Now they got their power discs back. They morph in the cockpits. Their cockpits are completely different because they are the Sentai footage now. They bring them together. Minizord comes out. When Minizord came out earlier, because Minizord came out earlier in the episode, obviously, to make the Thunderstorm Megazord, it's like, Power Rangers, put your Zords together. I am Minizord. So like, I forget what it said, but I was like, oh, this is different and still stupid.
Yeah, don't talk. I hate when Minizord says any words.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a list of robots that should talk. Alpha 5, Saba. That's it.
I think that's it.
Deka is like, she's like an eyeball, you never like see her. So like that's, she's a computer voice. And then when the Megazord goes, Megazord sequence activated, initiated, that's it. Like that's the only robots, right, on the good guy's side that should talk.
That's not the Megazord talking, that's just like the operating system voicing the command
sound file. Yeah. So they put it all together. They bring out a bunch of spheres. So like the mighty mammoth Megazord has a bunch of power spheres in it that it just shoots out like you got a multi-ball at Pizza Barn playing pinball. And there's just like 10 balls coming out. And so they give them like 3 weapons. So they make the ball and cup and they have the serpent sword. And then they're like beating on it like that. And then they just start to like, Mammoth just starts like shooting this out like a reverse Hungry Hungry Hippo situation. Like a Crossfire, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, if I remember Crossfire correctly, there's like a top in the middle. And each of you are like shooting little pellets out of your thing trying to knock it into the other side.
Yeah, you got like a million ball bearings just like trying to ram jam it in there. So they shoot it like 100 times and then they jump on and start riding, or they start riding the Mighty Mammoth Zord, and then they shoot the bunch of balls. And then they just laser blast it after they shot it with literally like a flood of power spheres just rocketing at this wolf. This would have destroyed the entire downtown area easily.
Yeah. So this is the return of Shinzu, right? Or whatever.
Shimazu.
Shimazu.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Manamana. The return of Manamana.
Manamana.
But, like, he's in the first half of the episode, but then he's just kind of gone. And now Shimazu, it's Wolfbane, or Wolfblade, yeah, or whatever.
Well, I think when Cam went to go find the place, we saw Shimazu, like, down on Earth, just, like, whistling at the dogs to get them to do something. But, like, that was it. And then he's in, like, a second, because they kill Wolfblade. They kill Big Bad Wolfblade. And then we cut up to Lothar. And Zergane's like, now you gotta banish Shimazu, right? You said you're gonna banish him because I hate him. We gotta get rid of him. Banish Shimazu. And Lothar's like, if I banished everybody that failed me, I would be alone on this ship right now. So you can stay, but you're on thin ice. And if y'all don't figure out a plan to kill Power Rangers, then banishment is gonna be the least of your worries. And then now,
it's time. Finally. It's time. Finally, we can start the episode.
Finally.
Get into
it's
the
talent show
the
time.
Meat and the potatoes.
Stew Star Maker's here, and he's bringing Totally Talented to the people that demand it. So they're standing there. All the Rangers are standing around. Dustin's dressed like a sax man. Tori's dressed.
I immediately noticed Tori's very cute curled hair.
Oh, it's it is good. Look, can I just be a guy for 1 second?
Yeah, it's your
just
show.
For like one quick second. Yeah, my note about Tori's entire routine is Tori dance hot.
yeah, just nice.
So Cam comes up. He's got a guitar slung over his shoulder and a big cowboy hat. It's like a leather cowboy hat, like a Crocodile Dundee hat. And they're like, Cam, is that you or is that Cyberclaim? He's like, it's me, partner.
It's the real thing, partner. He's got like a Les Paul.
He's got like a Les Paul. He's absolutely has a Les Paul. And they're like, all right, it's talent time, baby. Let the best Ranger win. Because Cam's like, yeah, I can't wait to win. And then Shane's like, oh, you're going to come in second. And Dustin's like, oh, third. And then Tori's like, y'all, come on. Like, let's see what happens. So we cut to, it's Totally Talented time. First up is Tori. As aforementioned, my only note is Tori dance hot. She looks great. The dance is not super involved.
It's not very involved, but she does it well.
It's very good. Her hair, again, is extremely cute.
I thought at first, when it first showed up, I was like, hang on. That's not, she didn't crimp that, did she? And then,
no,
and then it cut back and I was like, okay, no, it's just like wavy.
It's just wavy, yeah. I think we are about 3 years past crimping. The only person that crimps at all is Delilah Doom, still to this day, and Britt Baker also for some reason. Professional wrestling, bringing crimping back one at a time.
Britt Baker is a lot of things going on in one person.
Britt Baker, yeah. I used to not, like, when she was a face, she was the most boring thing on AEW. And then she's like, I'm a bad guy now. I'm like, oh, you're perfect. I get it. But there's so much going on. So after Tori dance hot, Shane sings R&B. And it's actually pretty good. I don't know if it's actually Pua, but like,
I'm not sure if it's actually him either, but it's good. And the lyrics like reference Soaring Eagles and stuff, which is his Zord, which I think is a cute touch.
Which I like, because in a second we're going to get two more that like, hey, let's just talk about Power Ranger stuff, basically, in our songs. One of them is a big air quotes song. So next up is Dustin. Dustin saxes very well. He does a good sax.
He's great at sax.
He's great.
He did not have sax with that one. That's a real meme that I saw, and I wish I could. I might have to recreate it. I wish I could find it again.
I don't know, because that's the one you told me about on Wednesday, and I died almost.
It was Bill Clinton's face, but it's like they took a picture of Bill Clinton and cut it in half and mirrored it. And then they put a bunch of Photoshop filters on it, like Gen Z do.
Yeah.
And then it just, I swear to God, it said I did not have sex with that woman. If I can't find it, I'm gonna make it.
So after Dustin is Cam, and Cam does a shred, and it's the generic look how good at guitar I am shred. Like, I'm sure it's a sound file, but Jason Chan moves his fingers exactly how he should be to make the sound that is going through the guitar, which is almost unheard of on Power Rangers or in most media.
Yeah, I think the only other Power Ranger we've seen play a guitar is Kimberly, and she was actually playing it.
She was just playing the thing, yeah. So then we get to Hunter and Blake. Then we get to the Moto Boys. We get DJ Old Navy and the Crimson Dud.
This is hours of secret practice finally paying off.
DJ Blake is on the ones and twos. And Hunter is rapping. And it is the worst.
It's awful. The DJing
it sucks
is literally
so
just,
bad.
It's just it's nothing.
And here's the thing is, you know how I was like, I don't know if this is actually Pua doing the singing. I know for a fact this is Hunter's actor doing the rapping, because he cannot hide his accent even a tiny bit. It's so bad. If I can find it, I'm going to play a clip of it right now. Technique is hard and tongue in cheek. We make all the rappers look like 20 flappers. We're the Moto Bros, we take no risks. We're the Moto Bros, we got a million listeners. We're the Moto Bros, you can be a part two, but to be a part of the crew, you got a motor car crew. They're sorry.
If you can't find it, just put Kurt Angle's rap in there, because it's the same energy.
I don't suck. It is so bad. It's so bad. And part of me think, because like, definitely it's like presented like, look, good job, you two.
Yeah, because after they're done, they're like, oh man, that was great. All that secret practice really paid
totally
off.
Totally paid off. But like, also part of me is like, maybe they knew it was bad and they put that on last so that the next thing is even better by comparison. Because there's one more act, Josh. Mm-hmm. And that act is SNA, Space Ninjas with Attitude. Which is, I never expected Power Rangers to make an NWA joke, but here we are. Especially in 2003, but again, it's Mara and Capri, and they're dressed in their weird hippie forms, and they do a song that actually rules.
Yeah.
It's like a pop hit. It's very good. I don't remember a word of it, except possibly like, hey there, ninja boy.
I don't even remember the beat, but I'm pretty sure they're just like, we're evil space ninjas and we'll kill you haughtily.
Basically, at some point they're like, we're intergalactic ninjas and we're sexy. And like, that's it. Like, that's basically it. But like, it's actually very well done. Like, it's good. And they're like, no, Stu Star Maker's like, no contest. Here's your winners, Space Ninjas with Attitude. And then Tori's like, excuse me, bitch, hold on.
I cannot tell. Because they won't just come out and say if they know that that's Mara and Capri or not.
I mean, Jubo's there.
that's true. But they never come out and say, hey, they're like actual evil space ninjas. They're just like, they cheated with a boombox. They're Milli Vanilli. Get them.
Because Tori's like, try to get them out. See, she hits the button and it plays again. And they're like, that's us with some enhancements. it's just Milli Vanilli. But like, at some point during the song, which again, I genuinely think is very, I will play a clip of it if I can find it here. Hopefully I did. But we just cut over to Jubo for 1 second, and he's like, yeah, there's my girl. And I'm like, shut up, Jubo. Nobody wants you here. You're ruining this. But then, yeah, it's like, yeah, they cheated. And then they're like, fine. So they turn back into their ninja forms. They're like, if we can't win, no one will. And they shoot Stu Star Maker with a laser. And I thought he was going to die.
I thought he was, yeah, because he like blows up. And then when the smoke clears, he's standing there. He's all, like, charred and stuff. And I expected him to just, like, fall backwards. And then we never see Stu Star Maker again.
But instead, he's like, I did Shakespeare. I don't need to be a game show host. I quit. I'm going to call my agent. And then he walks away.
Typical Hollywood.
And then Dustin's like, wait, so did nobody win? And Cam's like, Dustin, I think we're all winners. And they're like, shut up, nerd. And they start, like, dunking on him. And that's the end of the episode.
Man, I cannot wait for Cam to just shred guitars now.
Every episode. Play Freebird, Cam.
Freebird.
All right, Josh, I started.
Yeah.
What's the best?
Going into this, I really wanted to best unmorphed Power Rangers piloting Zords, because that's never happened.
No.
And I think it's a really neat idea. But then they looked like babies in high chairs.
They did look like babies trying to get some food gummies in their big high chair.
And they said there was stakes, but there really wasn't any stakes, because Tori got thrown into a building and Blake got flipped over multiple times.
Yeah, and then, and that was, it wasn't even like, oh, they're fine. It was just not addressed.
Yeah, and Blake was just like, oh, hey, is Cam back?
Oh, cool. It's more for time.
But I don't really know what else to best. I, in my heart of hearts, I would best the Guitar Hero controller weapon. But I just think it was maybe too stupid.
I am going to best the SNA song.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah, same.
What's the worst?
The worst is the Moto Boy rap.
Oh, it's so bad.
No contest. That's easy.
I don't think there's a worse thing in this season so far than that.
It's so bad.
It's awful.
Is he also just saying Power Rangers stuff?
He's basically like, we're super like, ninjas and we trained in the woods.
Well, I'm the Crimson Power Ranger and he's the Navy.
Basically.
You put us in the Megazord with no suits, we look like babies. Like, that's the quality of their rap. It's so bad. You could have that for free.
It's like my dad made up their rap. It's so bad.
Wait, mine or theirs?
No, theirs.
Okay.
Yours was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's the worst. Who's the MVP?
I guess it's Cam.
I don't want to give it to Cam.
I don't want to give it to Cam either, but who else did anything? Oh, it's Tori. Tori's the MVP.
I'm going to give it to Tori because Tori dance hot.
She got that good hair.
Tori with the good hair.
One of the best hairdos we've seen in all of Power Rangers. I didn't say the, just one of.
I mean, it's good. It's really good. It's certainly her best hair this season. It is up there. Yeah, it's some good hair. But also she was in the beginning when she's like, oh, cool, another ninja scroll. That was good. And when she was in the cockpit, her puns were less bad than everyone else. They weren't good by any stretch, but they were just like a little more, there was some more conviction behind them. Whereas, like I said, Glenn McMillan was literally reading his. So I'm going to give it to Tori. Oh yeah. My God.
What a roller coaster this one was.
Oh boy. I would watch that stupid rap for 40 straight minutes. Like,
I'm sure there's a 10-hour loop of it on YouTube somewhere.
Well, now you can just right click on the video and click loop, and it'll just loop the video forever. So you don't need to do that anymore. Okay, Josh, now we got to rank it.
Yeah, we have to rank both parts as one, right? I forgot that this is the second part of another episode because they're only connected at the ends.
Well, no, they're connected in the middle because it literally the first shot of this one is the last shot of the last one.
Well, that's what I mean. That the end of the first one and the beginning of this one is like the only link.
Yeah, because they take care of Shimazu in the last like 6 minutes, just talent show stuff, which was set up. I think it holds together as a two-parter much better than, say, a Return of Thunder 4-parter or a Samurai's Journey 3-parter. I still think it was like wonderful. I think where it is right now is just where it should be, which is at number 9, under Nowhere to Grow, above Tongue in Cheek.
I'm looking at this list and I don't recognize any of these. Okay, Tongue in Cheek, there it is. Do you say just leave it where it's at?
I think just leave it.
I think so, yeah.
Because, like, it's not like, bad, right? Like, it's not, like,
yeah,
like, bad, or, I mean, like, the biggest sin of Power Ranger multi-parters this season is, like, it's not worth the multi-parter. Like, I think as a two-parter, it holds together. And I think it actually does a classic Power Ranger thing of set up a regular person's stakes and then pay it off at the end, right? Like,
yeah,
it goes across two episodes, but I think they do that well. The Mammoth Sword also looks very cool, and I did enjoy it just like spitting balls at the big wolf. So, like, there's a lot of good stuff that I liked about it, but I don't think it goes any higher than here.
I don't think so either. It's not, I mean, it's not a bad episode because it is entertaining.
For sure.
But it's also not like a top episode.
It's no All About Beevil.
No.
So, coming in at number 9, Shimazu's Return, the two-parter. That's going to do it for us for today. We will be back next week. Monday, it's only going to be one episode next week. We got Benny coming on, and the way the math works out is if we do a one-off next week, then the rest of the show will just be 2-2-2-2, because there's two two-parters, but it'll even out if we take the one now. So that's what we're doing. The next episode's called The Wild Wipeout. I only know that because that's the one Benny's going to be on. I'm assuming Tori's surfing goes poorly, and I don't know what else is going to happen, but I'm pretty excited. I almost just stopped recording.
All right, bye.
All right, see you later.
May the power protect you. Yeah, where was I going with this?
I don't know. You just pulled the Jake and just completely blacked out for a second, huh?